The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Day BTN News listeners, and welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 5th of October 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. We got a juicy story to start off with today. And this story is coming to us from Bloomberg. According to Bloomberg and their sources, it seems that the Chinese, you know, where all of our electronic stuff is made, well, apparently they've been installing tiny little spy microchips in Apple's and Amazon servers. So how tiny are these chips? Because apparently they've gotten by, people. Well, apparently they're the size of a grain of rice. And they've been found on motherboards and countless servers imported into the U.S. It's also not a new thing either. The microchips, according to Bloomberg, were first found by Amazon in 2015. Here's the thing, though. It's becoming they said, they're saying kind of story. Because Apple and Amazon are denying this ever happened. In fact, Apple actually issued a statement yesterday saying they were deeply disappointed in their dealings with Bloomberg reporters, saying they're confusing this story with a previously reported 2016 incident in which they discovered an infected driver on a single Supermicro server. So I don't know who's telling the truth here. All I do know is this thing that I'm holding in my hand right now, it was made in China, so I'm just going to talk a little bit quieter now. You know, just to be cautious. Remember the days of the early internet. Of course, there was ICQ. Yeah, that's a long time ago. And then there was always that Yahoo Messenger. Aww. Well, it seems the folks over at Yahoo might be feeling a bit nostalgic, because they're getting back into the Messenger game. In fact, they're getting back into it so much they thought, well, let's just rip off Slack. Yep, get ready for Yahoo's new messaging platform, Yahoo Together. And what I was saying about the whole Slack thing, yeah, it's pretty identical. Now, it's going to also require a Yahoo account. Yeah, remember those things? Those things that were hacked? That way you can invite people into your group, but they also have got to be also on a Yahoo account. The only good side of this is that Yahoo doesn't ask to sync your contacts to the cloud. That's comforting. Although I'm just not really sure if I trust Yahoo quite enough yet to let them have access to, you know, all my conversations, particularly if they're private ones. Like I said, we all know what happened before. In any case, if you're feeling like living on the edge today, go grab your Yahoo Together app now. Now, here's something we haven't talked about in a while on the program, torrenting. I mean, does anybody even do it anymore? I mean, in this land of streaming, I mean, legal streaming? Well, believe it or not, yeah, people are still using BitTorrent. So much, in fact, that the uTorrent web version, it's actually passed 1 million daily active users. Now, funny enough, I didn't even know there was a uTorrent web, but apparently this thing's been out in beta for years. Although it's actually only available for Windows, imagine that. And from what we're hearing, BitTorrent really isn't open to opening it up to any other operators. Rating systems anytime soon. But they did say they're going to be adding even more functionality to the web version for Windows users, and you can expect that sometime here in the near future. And hopefully going to make it a little bit easier for all those users out there to get their latest version of their favorite Linux operating system. And finally, all right, Facebook users, how many of us are still ticked at what the company did? Well, quite a few people were and still are, even going to the extremes of deleting their Facebook accounts. Problem is, though, here recently, you haven't been able to do that. Yeah, it seems up until a few days ago, some Facebook users couldn't actually delete their accounts. In fact, a lot of people went in, deleted their accounts, got that confirmation email, thought everything was all fine and dandy, and then look up about 2 months later, and holy crap, their account's still active. Now, apparently, the folks over there at VentureBeat, this is where the story comes from, decided to reach out to Facebook and say, excuse me, what's going on here? And as you probably guessed, Facebook actually replied and said, oh, well, we're going to look into that. And guess what they found? A bug. According to an engineer over there at Facebook, there was a bug in the system that actually prevented some people from deleting their account. And apparently now, as of 3 days ago, that bug has been officially squashed. Seems kind of funny this thing also started around the time of the whole campaign of delete Facebook was going on. Maybe it's just pure coincidence. I don't know. In any case, if you still want to be rid of them, it should work for you today. For how long? I have no idea. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. That is our hosting provider that can be yours, too. And you can take advantage of a great deal if you go sign up with them today at TSOHost.com. Go to the checkout, enter our code BTN30, you get 30% off your order. Also, if you're loving the new show, we really appreciate it if you go on over there to iTunes, if you grab it from there. Give us a little review. It's really helping our rankings, and it helps bring the new show to even more people. And, of course, those of you have left reviews, thank you so much. I wish we had more than 5 minutes on this show. I wish I could get to all of them, but unfortunately, we just can't. But thank you so much for your support. Also, check us out on Facebook. I believe our account's still there, at British Tech Network. On Instagram as well, British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter, too, at British Tech. And, of course, our Slack room, not to be confused with the new Yahoo Together. That is the place for our BTN community. Come on over and join us. We'd love to have you. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, it is Friday. Kick back and relax and have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.